In a world full of imitators, there is one true original. One man who is not satisfied with the words everyone else uses. One man willing to make up words you don't hear anywhere else. Spike on the mic.
As we always like to start the show off with, Spike check one, Spike check two, Spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another award-deserving episode of the Spike on the Mic show. See, I really enjoy the people clapping and commentating. I need a little more of that. Can I have some little bit more of that? All right, settle down. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Spike on the Mic show. We are here live at our Palicia Studios at 4847 North Armenia, the place known as Pin Chasers. This is number one's bowling center in Tampa. We're at 4847 North Armenia Pin Chasers. You guys can always come on down and be part of the show. You can join the party because we have seats available. We always have seats available. And also, if you're lucky, the lucky winner or caller, you get a chance. We can stick a microphone in your mouth and you can be part of the show. But we always welcome everybody. You can always participate by giving us a call again at 813-699-3900. Or if you are shy and want to be one of those people that hide behind a computer, you can always join us on the chat line at St. Pete at RadioSt.Pete.com, RadioSt.Pete.com, or join us on SpikeOnTheMic.com. Hit the listen live button and then scroll down because we have our very own chat line where you can come into our chat room and talk to us because we love to talk and chat with the people because this is a caller driven show. And yes, I am not here by myself. I am not alone because I can't do the show alone because I'm shy like that. And this is show number 201. We had our great 200th show on Halloween, and there's been so much discussion about that. But we must carry on to show 201. And carry on show 201, we have the man straight in my peripheral vision, directly in front of my peripheral vision. He is the man who's been homeschooled and educated himself. We call him the Dr. Captain Clark. Dr. Captain Clark, how you sticking?
I'm sticking to a Chicago Cubs hat to Bill Murray's head. I know that's two references in a row for Cubs stuff, but
that's what's going on. That is what's happening since the last show we had, the Chicago Cubs, they won a baseball game.
Yeah, they won a pretty important baseball game.
Yeah, they won a game and they had a huge, huge parade. So we were speaking earlier of 5 million people just flooding the streets.
Crazy.
And doesn't make any sense to me because if you the 3 million person out there, you are at least, 2 miles away from where the parade is?
You're still part of the atmosphere, though. It's still a party atmosphere.
Oh.
And this is the last time we'll ever see this. This is the last time some beloved sports team is going to go 100 years without winning something. So
I guess because they are the lovable losers. No more.
Yep.
Well, directly to your right of your peripheral vision is the man who's making the sound go through your eardrums. Sounds that you hear that sound so smooth, it's reverberating off the wax of your cornucopia tube. We call him PWS. PWS, how you sticking?
Well, please take it easy. I'm sticking like the instructions to how to listen to the show to the people that were listening.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Sounds like a winner to me.
Yeah.
I hope they do listen and follow your instructions.
I don't know if Billy has figured it out yet.
Oh, she has. All you do is you hit listen live and go.
Yeah.
Billy, don't be a hero.
Yeah.
Hey, poignant. That's like, but PW, straighten your peripheral vision.
Yeah.
Straighten your peripheral vision.
Yeah, looking straight in my peripheral vision.
We're only here for one reason. This is the reason we are here. This is the man we call the Voice of Reason. Voice of Reason, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like the fond memory of a not-so-great America.
What?
What? Is that topical?
Where we could work as individuals to build a better life.
Okay.
Why are you ruining everything?
I just do. That's what I do. Oh, I ruin everything.
All right.
Well, that kind of contradicts the voice of reasonness, doesn't it?
I was just kidding about ruining everything. I think what I said was poignant and timely.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. All right, then. Well, straightening your peripheral vision, directing peripheral vision is probably the person that you would.
Vision?
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Yes.
Directing your peripheral vision?
Yeah, you know, that's right in front of you.
Oh, all
right. Where your peripheral vision is.
Yeah, yeah.
This is probably the reason that you pointed this, your little comment, Mr. Voice of Reason, to the man known as Bill Smuts. Bill Smuts, welcome to the show, and how you sticking?
Sticking like idiocy to the luckiest man in the world who doesn't realize he's the luckiest man in the world.
Yeah.
And by the way, you can catch me in the chat room. Hello, everyone.
What?
I'm in that chat room. I'm on the Spike on the Mic chat room. Dial Pitha's tickets to work right now.
Yes, really. But
what
okay,
your is happening?
Put your hand to the keyboard. We'll call it a hand job.
Very good.
Right, can I go home early?
Yeah. Yes.
I want to be on the chat room.
I don't want to be in the chat room.
I thought that Smots were going for that. Have you guys seen that? It's a YouTube show where people just get on there and they talk real quiet and they try to put you to sleep. It's called.
What?
Yeah, it's
NPR.
Like,
why is that a thing?
Why is anything a thing? What happens is they have a couple lovely ladies and they get on there and they go, so you just roll, you just sit.
The SNL skit? The one where they do.
No, that was. No, not those people. That's
Shweddy?
That was. That was
Shweddy?
Which is the Shweddy Balls.
That Shweddy
was
Balls.
That was with Bill, not Bill Maher. What's the guy named?
Alec Baldwin.
It was somebody. Donald Trump.
It was Alec Baldwin.
Alec Baldwin.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I want to go ahead and say no. It was.
You can go
Will
ahead
Ferrell.
And say no,
Will Ferrell and another girl, and they were like lounge singers.
Oh yeah.
No,
they had soft voices.
Yes.
Yeah, that was the one. So you weren't speaking of those, huh, Smuts?
No.
He's going for like a Play Misty for me.
Molly Shannon, right?
Yeah, Molly
and Sherry
Shannon.
O'Terry.
And a guest star.
And a guest star, right?
Yep.
Yeah, those two.
Nice.
Well, Sherry O'Terry and Will Ferrell.
When he said the cheerleaders.
Oh,
that's the cheerleaders,
yeah.
Steve.
Okay.
Not the sweaty balls.
Sweaty balls.
Okay. Yeah. I have no idea. I am lost.
If you want to get to the chat room, I can talk about those sweaty balls.
All right.
Okay. Heaven help us all.
Yes, we're on the
we're trying to
Radio
be nice.
St. Pete.
Yes,
now.
We're
really.
I think we're supposed to tone down.
By the way,
sweaty balls.
Tone down the creepiness.
Yeah.
Well, hold on a second. One thing
we don't have the chat room though.
St. Pete. He's a
one
saint.
One of the things that I guaranteed in my contract with Radio St. Pete is that we will not alter the way we do our show. You will not change the words that come out of my mouth.
You do not have a contract. There's no way that there's any paper and pen and ink involved in any of these transactions.
A verbal contract.
It's none. Like,
and a handshake and
a
high five.
It's kind of a mental agreement.
I think it's a mental disagreement.
But here's what's most important for me for doing this. You cannot put a caged tiger in a cage.
No, you cannot.
Why would you? He's already in a cage.
You wouldn't want to.
He's already there.
You would not want to.
That might have came out wrong. You can't cage
wrong,
a wild tiger. Listen, these are the words that come out of my mouth. I will not be censored, you know, or spooned. Scissors.
So what you're telling the audience right now is we don't have anything to talk about. Is what I'm getting the gist from this conversation.
Oh, no, we have plenty.
We are going to watch our conversation a little bit more now.
Oh,
but PW
right.
tried to drop a little hint that says we need to censor our conversation.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, we should class it up a little bit.
Yeah, there you go. That's exactly right.
For our own sake, let alone our sponsors.
Class
After 200 shows, now y'all want to.
Yep, I'm going to be classy this whole show.
Now you want to
really?
Be classy.
Yep. I'll forget the CL.
That means assy.
Yeah.
Yes.
That lasted about a whole second or word. Well, just in case you guys are wondering, yes, we do have people who have decided they would like to participate and listen to our show. We like to call those correspondents or sponsors. So at this time, we like to give a big holler to our sponsors.
The Spike and the Mic Show is brought to you by the Game Day Metric Tour. The Game Day Metric Tour is a charity bicycling tour featuring two courses through scenic landscapes. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you cool blues and entertaining talk 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And our newest affiliate, RadioSt.Pete.com, local internet radio for St. Pete and the world. Today's hits and yesterday's favorites, 24 hours a day, RadioSt.Pete.com.
There we go. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you guys for
getting one thing. I'm going to need some proof that the Game Day Metric Tour exists.
No, really? Come on.
I don't think
I
it does.
I love doing that commercial.
I don't think it does exist.
It doesn't need to.
You know what? You need to go to the Game Day Metric Tour online and watch the cartoons with my voice.
There's cartoons
with my voice.
Yeah, We're sponsored by a fake cartoon bike race.
What you're saying. How is a cartoon fake?
It's a real cartoon with fake characters because they're in a cartoon.
Were the Flintstones not available?
No. Their agent were a little pricey. Yes, but you guys need to check out the Game Day Metrics.com, and there's a series of bike riding cartoons on there, and one of our very own PWs was a voice for some old chatting guy.
Yeah,
I don't think it's true.
It is true.
It is very true. So we gave a big shout out to our sponsors in KCOR.
Yeah.
You guys, I guess y'all don't do that no more.
No, we don't care about them anymore.
Oh, and also
yeah, we do.
But we are also on a new chat line here. Thank you for Mr. PW for doing that. So we have to give a big shout out to our new chatters, people out there listening. We see Billy and Admin out there. We're going to give you guys the clap.
Yes.
There you go. And thank you guys for listening, and thank Radio St. Pete, because as always, we ask you, give us 3 listens before you unplug us.
Yeah.
Give us at least 3 listens.
3 listens, and then you will unplug us.
To make sure that you're not missing out on an award-deserving show. So I'm out here on the chat line, and I would love to hear from you guys. So just keep on chatting, because what this show does, we talk about 3 things. We talk about things in the
past, present, future.
Okay, listen.
When that didn't go as well. Yeah. I don't think as
when we mentioned 3 things.
Past.
There's pregnant.
There's future.
Present.
There we go. I think we got them all.
We may need to change the 3 things we talk about because obviously you guys can't comprehend. We talk about things.
We got them all, didn't we?
Yeah, what else is there? What did we miss?
The past, the present, and the future.
We got all of them.
Yeah. Did y'all use them as run-on sentences?
No.
No.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. I was confused.
Past. All right.
Future.
Present.
There we go.
There you go. Perfect.
Okay.
We know the rules.
All right. Well,
so.
Well, you guys are always welcome to give us a shout-out. You can always play by giving us a call at 813-699-3900 or chat inked with us on the chat line on what we like to call RadioSt.Pete.com or SpikeOnTheMic.com. Yeah. So, without further ado, topic-changing music.
It's time to change the topic because we're going to start with a new topic and then we're going to have another topic later, and we'll change from this topic into that topic later.
All right, before I do this, I just thought about this as the guy was doing topic-changing music.
He's obnoxious.
I love that guy.
Are we conventional?
Yeah, I love
Do you guys consider us conventional people?
Yes.
Yes.
I think we'd be great at a convention.
Yeah, I'd like to go to a convention.
Yeah. I've been to a convention there.
Yeah.
Wow. I went to a convention this weekend.
Yeah.
What kind of convention did you go to?
What did you go to?
Realtor over at Orlando.
Oh.
You're going to have a great
time. So did they have a bunch of houses inside the convention?
No, basically it's all the people who supply all the services that a realtor would want to have the client.
Oh, you
like home inspection.
Your accounting methods.
Right.
Your
pool installers.
The banks, the everything.
You're in for a wild time.
Yeah. Basically, I wanted to see anything that I may need to be aware of.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's always a good idea.
Yeah.
Is to see the things that you should
Whether it be
of.
In the past, the present, or the future.
Wow.
Well, see, he's using our motto. That's on our little moniker.
That's a motto?
Monica's not here tonight.
Oh, yeah. That's
she couldn't be here. It's her birthday.
Yeah.
You should see those things for yourself.
Happy birthday, Moniker.
Oh, before I forget, because I always get a text or a tweet or something, yeah. I always got to give a shout out to the people in Lake City because they're listeners, but they're shy.
Hi, Lake City.
Hi, Lake City.
Appreciate
don't be shy,
calling.
Lake City. Call in.
No, yeah. Don't encourage people to call in.
I love it when Lake City calls.
I'm sure they like anybody it calls in.
All right, well, look, we already did topic change of music, so we probably should talk about topics.
A topic, yeah.
Well, I like to call this topic, This Can't End Well.
Oh, it can't.
This can't.
This applies to every topic that we ever do.
Is the topic this show today?
Yeah. This can't end
this
soon
can't
enough.
It will.
Yeah.
Well, scientists in England, in the Bath University, they published a study last month. They published a study in the issue of the Nature Communications.
Nature Communications. So it's like a magazine?
There's a magazine.
Called Nature Communications.
Right. The scientists at Bath University, they have created and successfully created live mice, without using a fertilized egg. Telling me that the researchers have shown that it is possible for them to create to trick the sperm cell of an egg into becoming full.
Wait. Sperm cell of an egg. That's all wrong.
Yeah, my 8th grade biology just kicked in.
Let him go. Maybe he's got something here. This is brand new. This is all brand new.
All right. We're going to trick the sperm cell of an egg.
Okay, researchers show that it's possible that the sperm cell can trick an egg into becoming a full featured embryo without fertilization.
That's how it works.
Yeah.
The sperm cell usually tricks the egg into becoming whatever that egg.
Say, hey, look, you got to trick them. You got to trick them.
Look over there.
That's sort of how it works,
yeah,
I thought.
Yeah, that's how you grow mice, basically.
Well, I'm going by what the Bath University.
How is this a new thing?
Yeah, a lot of times that tricking is done prior to the cell, the cell.
With the buying of drinks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a job.
Of course I have a job.
Okay. But this says
come on, let's
that
quit kidding around. This is science.
They said that science says they can trick an egg into becoming a full featured embryo without fertilization.
Oh, without the sperm.
So the sperm tricks them but doesn't actually fertilize the egg. So what the sperm comes to a screeching halt in front of the egg. And then pulls out some cards and goes,
surprise!
Pick any card.
So the chromosomes don't actually have to split then. They just pretty much creates a child row.
It uses distinct genodes, chromosomes, from the sperm and the cell that's usually required in mammals.
Yeah.
Scientists have thus challenged nearly two centuries of conventional wisdom of smashing.
You know, mice aren't really known for being all that intelligent. So if the sperm is capable of tricking the egg and then it becomes a mouse, it's actually dumbing down a little bit.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
I think so.
Because the sperm is capable of tricking eggs and the mouse is just like, oh, I'm hungry. I'm going to wander out and get some food.
Yeah.
And then it gets caught by a cat.
Okay, so you guys are missing the whole point of this.
Yeah, I am.
This is.
They have a whole university where they take a bath.
Yeah.
I think that's really weird.
Is it one big tub or does everybody get a tub?
No, it's the University
of Bath.
Right. Maybe
they figured out a way
Bath
State.
To trick sexual reproduction.
University of Bath.
See, when I'm from New York, I went to University of Shower.
Stand up.
Is that BAFF as you said?
No, it's
Spike.
Yes, sir.
They figured out a way to trick asexual reproduction into being sexual reproduction into being falling back onto asexual reproduction.
Why?
Where you only need one parent. Is that right?
Oh, so you're encouraging single parent mouse households?
I'm thinking we're going to have an all female.
I think you should talk in your microphone.
Yes.
I think I have a feeling we're going to have an
201 shows
society in the future.
And one guy doesn't know how a microphone works. Maybe you
he need to go to the University of Bath.
Can we get a sperm to teach him how to talk into a microphone?
But see, you guys are missing the point.
Oh, yeah. I knew we were.
No.
That's not an accident.
Yeah.
No, so these people in the University of Bath, Bath University, because Bath comes in England, they have found a way to create mammals, sperms, I'm not sperms, but mouses and mammals.
Yep, they are.
They're mammals.
Mammals without smashing ink.
Yeah, that's something.
Are they a rodent?
So what you're saying now,
they're a mammal. There's sexual reproduction.
No, what you're saying is they found a way
to create these
for
things, Frankenstein.
My girlfriend to get pregnant just from being scared?
Tricked.
No, it's tricked.
Oh, yeah, she can be tricked. Yeah.
Tricked.
Who out there does not have enough mice that they have to go to this trouble of tricking mice into being born?
Yeah.
So Who's actually
of mice out there.
Would the child be an exact duplicate of the mother mouse?
Yeah, what does the baby mouse look like?
Probably a clown. Clown mouse. I don't know.
Clone.
You know, the
it's
baby
not a clone.
It's not a clone, though.
It's not a clone. It's a clown.
You guys are poo-pooing
baby
on
mouse
science.
Is probably
no, we're not.
Prone to getting
we're
in
to
all
understand.
Kinds of trouble and juvenile delinquency because he doesn't have a father mouse at home. And you know,
see,
the benefit of you know a two-parent household.
Did they take that into consideration?
Yeah. Anybody think about the poor baby mouse?
Yeah.
Growing up without a father.
No, they went with Eureka. This can happen. We can create mammals now. So my point when I started.
You know how many small houses Warwick Dunn could build for single mom mice?
Yeah, that's right.
For what he puts, you know, a human family into a house, he
could find
several thousand mice houses.
Yeah.
So you guys aren't scared?
We may be speaking as some of the last men on Earth.
Oh, that's
really.
They're not going to need us.
So
anymore.
The voice is right. Y'all are obsolete now.
Oh, thank God.
Y'all are obsolete because
all of our spouses can be tricked.
Yeah.
By mice.
Yeah.
By science. By science.
It starts by taking
a bath.
Yeah. If you're in the listen, ladies, if you're in the bath at home and a mouse sperm knocks on the door, you're about to get tricked to being pregnant. That's what's going to happen.
No, you don't need it. You don't need that mouse sperm.
No, it has to trick you. No, it has
no,
to trick you.
It has to
it does
trick
have
you.
To trick you. Yes.
No, it's tricking. Okay.
Is this your card, ma'am?
It's tricking.
Yeah, two of clubs is my card. Boom, pregnant.
Yeah. I should have known that this topic was too technical for the people in the shipping container.
Yeah.
I should have known. But I
am scared to death of mouse sperm just ravaging the countryside, getting women pregnant.
Really? just tricking people, really? Doing card tricks.
Too technical for us, yet. Yes. I think we had 27 words mispronounced that related to science in the introduction of it.
Yeah.
Geronome and
genos, chromosomes.
Genos, chromosomes.
I was ready for that.
Same Geno's pizza. Yeah.
Great advertisement for Geno's chromosomes.
All right. Well, we've
so real quick on the sperm on the sperm of the chromosome. Would that be of the XX or the XY?
Oh gosh.
Oh no. I don't even know at this point.
Yeah, I don't even know. Me either. I don't know. I have
no
idea.
You never knew. You have never known.
It's true.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's
what's true. Your first impression? Go with the other one.
XY chromosomes.
Okay.
Are the ladies?
You're actually right. That would be the sperm off that. The XY.
I was just grabbing at straws.
Yes, it's true. This man has no dick.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I'm thinking Radio St.
One.
Pete. Y'all probably. See, hey, listen.
Yeah.
This is how we became popular on the show.
We're keeping it classy.
We do what we do, Radio St. Pete.
We use any of the crude euphemisms for sperm that are out there. We've stuck to the strictly scientific descriptions of these things that are you're making up about mice.
I don't make these stories are legit. And also, people in the chat line,
you do Billy, not know mouse science.
Yeah,
you are not a mouse scientist.
Is it always a card trick?
Yeah,
no. You can Google anything.
I'm against it.
I'm against it. So let's all go around the shipping container.
Oh sure.
Do you think this is a dangerous experiment that the people in Bath University have tried and discovered and successfully done? PWs.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I'll never take a bath again.
Okay, Bill Smuts.
You're asking, is it a dangerous experiment?
I want to say precedence, but I just thought of that word.
Yeah. Everything that at one point was considered dangerous when it was first started. So to answer your question would be yes, but you know maybe it is something good for science for 30 years from now. You think? I mean, don't you? How did glue sniffing come around? I mean, someone was like going glue. How do we know that sniffing glue would be bad? You know, we didn't know that until a time. But
okay.
It had to be. It was a good purpose behind.
You heard it here first. When when giant mice start taking over and doing card tricks, we'll know Spots was okay with that. Voice, Dr. Captain Clark?
I think it's probably less a dangerous experiment at Bath University than it is a homecoming prank at Bath Junior College.
I don't understand. Yeah. Okay, voice of reason. Bring this home.
Okay, even for... just about being dangerous, even radiation was considered dangerous at one time.
It's a kid's toy.
Yes.
now it hots up your food.
Yeah.
If I can just take a few seconds, I'd like to say that sexual reproduction is intended to put diversity into the gene pool. If you remove half of half of the genes.
Right.
Yes. Then basically you're just going to get reproductions of the same thing over and over and over and over again.
Exactly. The gene pool is going to dry up.
Well, it's eventually going to become just reproduction of one thing.
It'll become a gene waiting pool.
We won't have
it'll become a gene puddle.
Yeah, exactly.
We won't have all the diversity we currently have. We'll just have pretty much a...
The Bible says a marriage is between Adam and Eve and not Mickey and Jerry.
Well, people in the chat line...
That's a good point, but there's a reason for that. You need to have diversity in the gene pool.
Well, Billy was wondering how much do they charge... I don't understand if they...
What aspect?
I guess for the clown or trick day.
For a free mouse?
Oh, yeah.
You get a free mouse?
And it's a clown that tricks the mouse? Oh, that's great.
Yeah, and then Map Admin says, Land Shark. I guess that's how one day sharks will be on land.
You got to trick them, Land Shark. People. That's where...
Listen, Billy, if you give me $10, I'll go make a scientifically made mouse for you. I promise I'll use science to get it and not just go to a store.
All right, well, let's go ahead.
$10.
Let's go ahead and do a topic change of music because I have you guys are going to be judge and jury later on.
Oh, boy, another topic. Hopefully as scientifically fun as that one was.
Well, this one is not as fun as the last topic.
Boo. I don't like it already.
But it makes you guys think about... And I don't know. I'm just going to call this confused karma. You tell me, is this confused?
Confused karma.
Confused karma.
Karma.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, like.
What is that?
Okay, so, like, let's say you snatch a person. No, let's go with a different example.
Yeah. Confused camera.
Yes. No, karma.
Karma. Yeah, karma. Karma.
Karma.
Karma.
You know, like you do something bad to somebody, and then you step out, and then you get hit by a bus.
Yeah.
What do they call that?
Bad karma.
Karma.
Yeah, that's bad karma.
Karma.
Confused karma.
Confused karma.
Comma. The comma separates two thoughts.
Yes. All right. Okay.
All right. Here we go. All right. Well, Brittany.
Come on. Quit stalling.
Brittany. Oh, my God. Yes. Carrelli.
Okay.
Carrelli.
She's 25. She was arrested in Harrison Township, New Jersey, in October.
Okay.
Charged with stealing a wallet.
Okay.
Here is the confused karma about it.
Okay.
Karma.
No.
Karma.
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 She.
It's like your brain gets tired of thinking about it halfway through you saying it and just shuts down.
The medic.
Go ahead.
The medic allowed Brittany in the ambulance as she grieved over her boyfriend who had just been struck by a car and killed. So as she's in the ambulance, she steals one of the medic's wallets.
What?
Well, no boyfriend. She needed money. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And no time like the present, I guess, exactly. To steal wallets.
So that's what I'm thinking.
I think the medic had the wallet set aside, and she just picked it up thinking it was her boyfriend's.
Why would she think that?
Yeah.
It was sitting there.
Because he got the
date. Is this the same paramedic that lost his shorts?
Yeah, that guy. Yeah, Leslie, that guy got his car broken into. And
you have to go back about four shows, everyone, and listen.
That's karma.
On spikeonthemic.com.
And that is karma.
And by doing that, you satisfy your obligation of listening to three shows.
There you go, right? Anymore. Yeah.
So
yes, good. This could be your last show.
So now, do you guys understand? Is that's just bad, confused karma, right?
I don't even know if it's karma. I just think it's a crappy thing to do.
What happened to her?
Oh, yeah. she was immediately arrested.
Immediately?
Immediately.
Was there a cop in the ambulance, too?
Immediately.
I guess they probably said, okay, you know, where's my wallet? As they were driving to the, I don't know where they take
people. So the paramedic is probably trying to administer CPR, one Mississippi, right. Two Mississippi. And he's like, right. Did you just steal my wallet?
Yeah.
While I'm trying to save your boyfriend? Did you just do that to me?
So do you figure that he probably just unclear, you know, he go clear. He probably just said, oh, we're not going to do this now because you stole my wallet.
Took the paddles to her.
Yeah. Wow.
Maybe she was just trying to get her boyfriend's wallet back and she picked the wrong back pocket.
Do we even know if it was her boyfriend? And maybe she was trying to steal this guy's wallet and he got hit by a car while trying to get away from her or something? She's just a... Yeah.
Well, the article says that, that's, you know, boyfriend. Not normally. The dude was killed, hit by a truck and put inside the ambulance. So... She was grieving, so he let her come in there, and as she was crying, she probably
and then picked a wallet.
I feel bad.
Well, let's tell Brittany crime doesn't pay, so it is confused karma. Yeah. Right? Easy topic. Let's move on now.
Well, how am I supposed to feel about that now?
What
did we discuss? You just told us what happened. We didn't get to vote on
it. No, there's nothing for us to do.
I want to do something on it.
Really?
I thought Steve had a differing viewpoint on this.
Yeah, I thought Steve.
That she was a victim.
I think it was a case of mistaken wallet.
Were Brittany and her boyfriend mice?
Because she doesn't really need him now.
Yeah, she
could
get tricked.
Just trick her into being pregnant.
She does need that wallet, though. So,
yeah,
no. If she's gonna have a baby by herself that she got tricked into,
she's gonna need ID,
some money.
It's really gonna be hard for our new listeners to get to three. All right, so let's go ahead. Hey, we got to do what's trending. So after this next topic, we're gonna do our world famous
trending.
What's trending?
Was she convicted?
Yes, she was convicted and taken to jail.
Wow. All right.
And now, hopefully, another topic about either mice or thieves, because those are our two favorite things here on the Spike and the Mike Show.
All right. So, now, I need you guys to put on your...
thinking cap.
Yeah. You guys are now judge and jury.
I want to put up my thing.
Guilty.
Yeah. Judge and jury on this particular case. So, I need my judge and jury music. Yes. Okay. Who do you guys blame fault for this particular case here? In Presley, Ontario, which is in Canada, who is at fault for this particular case?
All right.
A mother who provides beer to her underage son.
My mother.
The underage son then and his pal gulps down the vodka, steals a car from...
Wait, beer gulps down the vodka.
Beer change to vodka? Jesus Christ sort of thing
is
here?
Is beer made out of vodka?
You guys are good jurists.
Yeah.
We're just listening to what the evidence presented was.
You don't need to do that. You're just a jurist.
Yes.
A druist.
A druist monk.
All right. So the mother provides beer for an underage son.
Or vodka.
Right.
The son also gulps down a bottle of vodka.
Oh.
His pal.
That's not her fault.
She did not supply.
And then they they go out there and they steal a car.
Okay.
And as they stole the car, they steal the car, and drunkenly, they crash the car, leaving the pal in a catastrophic brain injury.
Catastrophic
brain injury.
Injury, okay.
Yeah. Right. Now, the Ontario Court of Appeals has now bailed out fault and blame. You guys are now the judge and jury. Who do you guys blame fault for this? I'll go around the room. We'll ask
how old
Mr.
Is
Bill
son?
Smuts.
How old is his son?
Underage.
Okay.
We know that.
I know, but in Canada, underage is 17.
Okay, so he's 16 then.
Okay, well, that's fine. I mean, because in the States, it would be 20, which if you're talking about voting and everything else, but certainly
I said in Canada.
Yeah.
This did happen in Ontario. So it would be under 18, which in generally almost every society is considered to be not quite. You can't vote.
No.
You can't do anything.
You can't reason.
Hey, can you hit that get on with it button?
Sure.
So the answer is that certainly she has, unfortunately, a right of responsibility.
All right, so you blaming the mother?
To a certain percent, yeah.
Well, listen, there's four of you guys here. You guys going to have to come up with a verdict. Dr. Captain Clark?
I'm blaming the mother because that's what Bill Schmatz just said, and I really wasn't listening during the story part because I was getting ready for Let's Twending. So I think it's definitely the mother, whatever she did.
All right. Yeah. All right, Kay.
Ooh.
What wrong, was that?
Wrong show. Wrong
what
show.
Was
wrong
that?
Show. Voice of Reason?
Yes. He said yes in a funny voice.
But he said it into the mic. That's the important thing.
It's always the parents' fault if they give an underage kid alcohol and don't make sure that they stay home.
There you go. All right, then.
You have to add that last part. They're not supposed to have alcohol.
Yeah, really.
Well, if you're going to do it, if you're going to give them a sip of wine at the
I think
Sunday
dinner.
No, it was beer. They got beer.
Yeah, beer and vodka.
Might as well get
no,
wine.
No, we still don't know where that vodka came
from. Oh,
where,
sorry.
The mother gave them beer.
If we're going to talk about beer, vodka, I want to also represent the wine industry as well.
Right. What would be better, beer-flavored vodka or vodka-flavored beer?
Beer-flavored vodka.
Yeah,
you guys realize that y'all are leaving.
Oh, I've had vodka-flavored beer.
This is a case here that we need you guys to rule on.
Yeah, we need to study all
that. Beer with a little bit of vodka flavoring in it?
Oh, no.
That's very good.
PW.
Who's wrong? Without knowing where the vodka came from, it's very difficult to rule.
The vodka comes from potatoes, but they have discovered a way for the sperm to trick the potatoes
into
vodka.
Into beer.
Or into beer.
Yes.
Whatever you want.
Well, that's, yeah.
Yeah.
Love to see you guys are listening.
If the Holy Ghost turned the vodka into beer, then I prosecute the mother.
You got the mother. Okay. Yeah. And then so we go around the room. You got four mothers who you guys are blaming fault.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
Mosh, you started off with mother, right?
I did.
Yeah.
All right. You guys want to change our answers?
No. Well, why would we change our answers?
Well, because he's going to tell us what happened in real life.
Yeah, I know. But
And now we're going to find out where the vodka came from.
It wasn't actually his mother. It was his sister.
Right.
And he's not really underage.
Right.
And
also, it wasn't involving drinking. It was involving heroin.
And this actually happened in France.
It is a football game.
Right? Yeah.
No, well, actually.
And it was mice.
Right. He's starting off with actually. So this is going to be good.
In Ontario, the Ontario Courts of Appeal partialed out the fault.
What did I say at the start? I said there's a certain percentage.
Yeah, you did. You nailed it.
Wouldn't it be great if the court system operated like it does here on the Spike on the Mic show, where you're given a whole bunch of lies,
right,
and then you have to come up with a decision as a jury, and then only to be told that you're wrong because here's the facts of the case.
The judge tells you you're a bunch of idiots.
Wouldn't that just be the best way?
What court are y'all delivering on?
And that would prevent people from going home and like, hey, you're not supposed to discuss the case. I'm like, I don't even know what we were talking about.
Yeah.
That's easy.
You don't have to consolidate. Right. Not consolidate. What's the word when you put them all together?
Consolidate.
No. Consestuate. No.
Yeah.
When you put them all in the room, they can't go nowhere.
You are talking about the nonsensical cloistered ravings of a lunatic mind.
Conjectured.
I just got it.
Oh,
sequestered.
Sequestered.
Oh, yes.
Put into Coventry.
Like sequester, like if you're attending Bath University and you're majoring this semester in
trickery.
Mouse trickery.
In card tricks.
Yeah, this is a good sequester for you.
All right, so you guys want to know how this case ended?
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, what happened is the Ontario Court of Appeal, they parsed out fault. They gave 90% of the fault to the car garage, Rankin's Garage in Parsley, Ontario.
What? This is going to be good.
This is. Yes, there's some element here we didn't know anything about.
Yeah, that we didn't hear anything about.
Yeah.
Because Rankin's Garage left the keys in the car overnight. making it irresistible for the teens not to steal the car.
Oh, we never and heard it was a stolen car.
We never heard of Rankin's Garage.
Yeah.
An attractive nuisance where somebody left the keys in the car.
We just knew the kids got drunk and then were in a car wreck.
Mom gave him beer. They found vodka. They drove a car, and one's partially.
I gave you three scenarios.
And it turned into an attractive nuisance case.
The mother provided beer under a son. B, the kids also gulped down vodka, stole a car from a dealership.
See, I never heard stole a car. Yeah.
And C, had a crash for a catastrophic brain injury.
Yeah, but you left out.
I'm sorry, your answer cannot be accepted at this time. Please hang up and finish high school.
You left out stole. You left the stole.
I would like to change my answer from the mother's responsibility to...
Look, I think the kids.
To the kids' response.
Oh, no.
No,
I think it was the auto dealer.
I would like to go back and make up an excuse that would preclude me from serving on this jury.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Hold on a second. So
I'm an auto dealer owner, so I cannot sit on this jury.
I own a parking garage.
So you guys didn't hear the part they stole the car. I said they stole the car.
You said they drove a car.
So they drove it.
I have pregnant mice at home I have to take care of.
So bottom line, that was absurd that they would actually charge the car dealership for leaving the car.
Not that we now know that they left the car out there with the keys in it.
Yeah, what kind of parking garage leaves the keys in the ignition?
Yeah.
You know what? This is probably right because I know you grabbed in the shipping container.
Best case scenario is the battery goes dead.
Yeah.
They leave it running.
What?
They did not leave it running.
No, but if you leave it if you leave the keys in the ignition over enough time, your battery will go dead.
Sure, yeah.
No, not cars made.
Yeah, because it does that.
There's anything.
Was the car inside a locked, like a locked?
It was a garage.
It's inside a garage?
Yeah, Rankin's Garage.
Oh.
Hey, so listen.
Park here for all your pregnant nice needs.
As I have a witness, as on the chat line, Map Aberman said that I did say stole, but I do speak. Y'all always learn to speak Spike. I spoke a little Spike.
And let's just give you the benefit of the doubt that you did say stole. You never mentioned it was from a dealership or anything else like that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that's it.
They found some keys in the ignition.
Yeah. I don't think it changes a whole lot.
Oh, it does.
It does. Yeah. How can you entice?
They were tricked into
They were tricked into you getting in the car.
And a good lawyer could argue the fact that if you're responsible for 100 cars or 150 cars, you shouldn't be doing that as opposed to one person just having one. I mean, you should know that you shouldn't leave anything out there.
They could have stole so many cars.
Yeah.
So, that's the thing. I mean, a lawyer would argue that, and then obviously the jury can be persuaded into whatever way it can be.
Hey, man, they always leave the keys in the car
Especially juries on Spike and the Mic.
Right.
It's
where you're given false data.
The car dealership could have left pillows out. And the little boys would have gone to sleep.
They laid down,
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I'd like to start my opening statement, which is going to have nothing to do with the verdict of this case.
I'm drunk. This is the first perfect opportunity to go for my first car ride.
So you see the dilemma. You see the dilemma.
All right,
since I have witnesses that said I did say stole, now I think that you guys should apologize for giving
I'd like to apologize.
Not happen. I'm not going to do that.
I'm apologizing.
Not me.
I was going to say something, but I was cleaning it up for a radio.
So. Yeah. Steve speaks for all of us.
Okay.
He's apologizing.
All right, well, let's go ahead and do West Twindon.
Oh,
boy. Okay, if this is as bad as last week, the best part of this segment is the song you're hearing right now. So, all right, you ready? This is what's trending today.
I bet it's political.
Today being November 7th, the day before the big election, where half of us are going to be very upset. Let's just go randomly. Why is Jimmy Buffett twending? Steve?
He's come out for a candidate.
Okay.
Who is that again?
Jimmy Buffett. Schmatz? Why is Jimmy Buffett twending?
It's probably politically related, but I'll go with the fact that Margaritaville is going to be changed now to Tequilaville.
Okay. PW?
He was going to open a chain of
buffet.
All right. Okay.
Now? Yeah, really.
Okay. And Spike, why is Jimmy Buffett trending right now?
Because in Key West, right now, they're having a Jimmy Buffett Fiestable.
Steve was the closest. He's coming to St. Pete Monday with Joe Biden to campaign. Wait.
That was today.
Today. Yeah. I was going to say, why would he come next Monday?
Yeah, really.
Yeah. He's in town today in St. Pete performing and campaigning on behalf of Hillary Clinton with Joe Biden. That's why Jimmy Buffett is
Well, I'm taking him off my list of the next game show we were playing.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Anna Navarro. Spike, why is Anna Navarro trending?
She married the guy used to be a catcher for the Rays.
Okay. PW?
She married the guy who used to be a catcher for the Rays.
Okay. Schmatz?
It's the new Caitlyn Jenner.
And Steve?
She's coming out with a new movie. It's going to be a production of a pirate movie, I think it is, isn't it?
She's a CNN and ABC and Telemundo contributor, and she's voting for Hillary Clinton.
So I was right.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why it's so important that we know that she's on there, but yeah. She is the number 10 trending topic.
Okay, we did have a catcher named Navarro.
Deanna Navarro. Yeah. He's a contributor to it.
Only Nevada I've heard of in my life.
Yeah. Okay, well, you know, that's good that all the Spanish people in Navarro don't matter to you.
Catastrophic. In case they think I can't read that word.
Karma.
Okay, here's a Twitter game. We know how these are played. Somebody throws out a topic and people chime in. Oh. This one is called If Winter Were Canceled. What would you do if winter were canceled? PW?
I would rejoice.
Okay.
I wouldn't have to worry about shrinkage.
Okay. Steve?
I would lament. I think we need some cool weather.
Yeah, that's a dumb answer.
Yeah, really.
Bill Schmatz.
I would go down to I'd go up to the North Pole. At least I could have somewhat. It might not be winter, but it would still be cold.
Yeah, it's a Twitter game, so there's no wrong answers. Even Steve's answer, which was awful. Hooray!
Yeah, really.
Okay.
I can't play sound effects if I have the music low.
That's fine.
Okay, here's a celebrity that's trending. Why is Glenn Beck trending? PW, you start this time.
Because he came out in favor of Hillary Clinton.
Okay. Schmatz?
Yeah, probably. I know he hates Trump, so... Or does he hate Trump?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, he hates Trump. So I'd say the same thing.
Steve?
I can't believe he hates Trump, but that would be a reason for him to twin, is if he came out for Hillary.
Okay, and...
Because he cried on television because Trump is not going to win.
Good answer, 5 years ago. Although the other guys were closest, he actually came out with praise for President Obama, says Obama made him a better person, and he has declared himself a spokesperson for Black Lives Matters. Black Lives Matter.
This is all sarcastic, right?
No, this is serious.
Tongue-in-cheek stuff.
Although I did hear that his people came back and said, well, let's hold off on the Black Lives Matter thing. But, yeah, he did come out with praise.
Let's hold off.
Yeah. Oh, and he calls Trump unhinged.
What's that guy's name we talking about?
Glenn Beck.
Glenn Beck calling somebody unhinged? He's the most hinged. He's the hingedest guy that's out there, isn't he?
Well, here's the thing. He's come out with this thing where he's praising President Obama and is trashing Trump. But
he's been trashing Obama for years.
Based on his previous antics, people are kind of doubting his sincerity and maybe guessing that he's playing an angle for some future thing going on. So that's why Glenn Beck is trending. And that's what's trending this week on The Spike on the Mic.
All right. There we go. All right.
Yes, that was great.
Wonderful.
All right. Yeah, that's a good sound effect for that.
All right, so now let's go ahead and do this is on famous new game show that
when you say famous, I think you mean awful. Time for a game on the Spike on the Mic show.
This game is going to take us home. I used to call this game 50-50, but now I'm going to let it call you give me the percentage. That's a stupid name, but I'll change it.
That famous game show, you give me the percentage.
So it's going to be like over and under?
No, you give him a percentage.
You give me the number, and then the closest to that number
gets a point.
Yes.
Gets a prize.
Gets the prize.
Like he'll say, you can make a white mouse pregnant without any sperm, and you go
with a crossover.
40%
with a crossover. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Do I have any game show music that would probably be apropos for this?
Oh, I bet you that we do.
I think we should all write it down, and that way show the answer this way. No one can go 1%
yes,
higher.
Yes, that's what I should do. Yeah. Here are right. writing. You have your own writing utensils.
I have my writing implement. Yeah. Yes.
All right, then there you go. All right, so this way there will be less or no cheating.
I got to be honest, cheating is kind of my favorite part of these games.
So, all right, yeah. You give me the percentage or the number. First question right now.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you, out of 5,000 people questioned and all answered, right. I guess that really doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter just how many the percentage. People.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. How many do you think know the origin of passing with flying colors. The term passing with flying colors.
How many know the origin of that?
How many
know what it means?
Where that phrase comes from.
Or how many think they know it?
You give me out of 100%.
Just give them a number.
Out of 100%. How many do you think knows what passing with flying colors? And you out there on the chat line, who know how many knows this answer?
Who knows how many knows this answer?
Yes.
That's the official rules to you give me the percentage. Who knows how many knows this answer?
I'll start out with PWs. How many do you think knows?
8%.
You went with 8%?
Yes,
8%. Bill Smuts?
I wrote down 23%.
Oh. 23%?
I said 18%.
Wow.
18%. And the voice of reason?
Just getting around to writing
60%.
It.
60%.
60% knew the origin. All right.
Knew the origin?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you hear the question?
I'm going to change my answer to 2%.
No, too late. I read it down.
Yeah.
All right, so.
Maybe one.
Just, okay. Who knew the origin of passing with flying colors was a whopping 11%. So the answer goes, chicken scratch goes to PWs.
Oh,
he said
yeah.
8%. He was the closest. Eight. He was the closest without going over. Now,
yeah, this is like Price is Right.
To go around, who knows the origin of passing with flying colors?
It's back when colored people weren't allowed to pass classes.
I thought we couldn't fly.
So,
yeah.
They were not allowed.
Okay.
They couldn't pass their pilot's test.
The flag. It has to do with the flag.
What? Just a flag?
Has to do with the flag.
That's it.
The flag. If it was up high and then they knew it was okay, we passed the
we passed the flag. Yeah.
We passed it. We passed.
We got to go back. We passed it.
Yeah. If you pass the flag, you're
exactly.
going too far.
That's what it's a passing flag.
So in a way, you failed.
Yeah.
To stop at the flag.
They just passed.
See?
Yeah, turn around. If you pass the flag with flying colors,
yeah.
Turn around. One, come back one block.
Yeah.
Our house is the one with the flying colors. You went too far.
So are you saying I'm wrong?
Yes, you are right.
It's got to do with boats.
Yeah.
Expound?
A boat will fly its colors and... So when it's flying its colors, it's probably on like on parade, like a personal
colored people don't have boats.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Well, the closest answer that I've seen on the Twitter line, on the chat line, is it's a nautical term. It does mean when ships are passing by, you pass like, hey, there's the moon.
You fly your colors.
The moon cloud.
Yeah.
Playing.
The moon boon cloud.
Yeah.
The really. Moon boon cloud.
That's yeah. a, you know who
That's
they
the
are.
The ship.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's it.
I would not book a cruise on the moon boon cloud.
Not only did he passed with flying colors.
Yeah, he passes flying colors. All right. Question number two. So PWs and Billy gets a chicken scratch. I'll give Billy a chicken scratch because she was close.
Call me Mr. Tibbs.
Yes.
Oh, also, I'm sorry, Map Admin. You gave a great answer. He actually said when ships return home.
It's a ship thing.
It's a boat thing. Yeah. Okay. All right. Next prop.
What
next.
A load of ship.
Oh, the moon cloud is pulling into port again.
Okay. Now, you guys have to give me this answer here.
All right. It's the percentage again.
Yes.
All right.
How out of 8,000 people voted and surveyed on this, if there are no words, is it called a song? How many percent? Give me some music or something.
Oh, okay.
If there is no words.
So, like. Popcorn would not be a song, is what you're saying.
out of 100 people surveyed,
8,000
people surveyed, how many think that it is a song?
Even without words.
If there are no words. All right?
Okay.
The music is, like, depressing, but go ahead.
That's good music.
All right, let's go with Bill Smuts.
57%.
57. Dr. Captain Clark.
4/5.
No.
80%.
Wow, that's a lot of alcohol.
Yes. Voice of Reason.
60%.
60%. And PWs?
33%.
33%. And Billy went with 85%.
Wow.
Well, they
now,
serve-
this is a song with words, right?
No. If it doesn't have words, it's called... People still think
all right,
it's
I want to change my...
No!
Man.
They interview 8,000 people.
Pay attention. When
if there are no words, is it called a song? 58% said yes. So that means that Smuts was right on the nose,
you,
and did, Billy you, went with 85%.
What is it called? If it's not a song, what's it called?
All right. This 50, one hit.
58% of people are stupid.
No, yeah. Those were the smart ones.
All right, now this one,
right?
You have to think, go way back in this. This is apropos for what's going on. They surveyed 11,000 people.
God,
11,000 people. How many think that Phil Collins was more important to his band than Paul McCartney was to his band? Phil Collins was in the band of
Genesis,
and Paul McCartney was in the band of
Beatles.
Out of 11,000 people surveyed, how many think that Phil Collins was more important than
to his band
than Paul McCartney was to his band?
When was this question asked? This year?
Yeah, it was asked like 7 years ago. While ago.
In other words, who's Paul McCartney? Who's Phil Collins?
Yeah. Yes. All right, we have to start off with Dr. Captain Clark.
7%, and I'm hoping it's a smaller number than that.
I'm saying, go with the yes answer. 7% says...
That Phil Collins is more important than his band.
7%.
You're saying 7%?
7.
7% that's saying Phil Collins is more important.
I hope it's lower.
Important. All right. Voice of Reason?
12%.
Saying 12%. PWs?
80%.
Oh, my God.
80%.
I'm not saying that.
I know. It's not what you agree with. Right.
Yeah.
All right. And Smuts?
I went 2/3, 66.7.
Okay.
Okay. And Billy, chat line, anybody have any suggestions on that? Billy went
with... Don't have to shout. It's a...
Oh. They're farther away.
On the radio.
Yeah, but
no, they're right farther away, though.
Yeah, really. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, well,
Billy! Far away. What do you think?
All right, so she hit me with 2%. I don't know where the map app
is. Yeah, I hope that's right.
Yeah. Well, the question was, how many think Phil Collins meant more to his band than Paul McCartney? The answer is 68%.
Good
damn,
Schmatz
gets it again.
And I tend to agree with that. Phil Collins was...
Look, you wouldn't have had Abacab without Phil Collins. You still may have had Penny Lane without Paul McCartney.
Okay, 90% of the Beatles songs were Lennon-McCartney compositions. They wrote 90% of them, probably more than that.
No, but here's what this survey said. Without Phil Collins, as Smart said, there would be no band.
Name one other member of Phil Collins.
Mike Rutherford.
Okay, name one of the men of...
Mike Rutherford.
Who?
Tony Collins.
Okay. And so
2%.
They could have got rid of Paul McCartney and they still would have had the Beatles.
No, they couldn't have.
They wouldn't.
Hey,
have.
Can I throw in some trivia?
Yes.
A little trivia. You've seen the movie Hard Day's Night?
I sure have.
There's a scene where they're in a TV studio and there's an audience.
Yep.
Phil Collins is in that audience.
I think I've heard that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Phil Collins.
He was an extra
was
in that movie.
That audience.
Is that the end of the
game? Was he a baby?
Yes.
No.
Phil Collins is old.
Yeah.
Also, additional trivia about that. Phil Collins was somewhere where Paul McCartney was, and Phil had something, and he said, "Hey, Paul McCartney, will you sign this?" And Paul McCartney says, "Oh, look, Phil Collins is a fan of the Beatles." Being like I think it was a jerk move. And then Phil Collins was like, "Oh, that's so."
I think this entire show is a jerk move.
Jerk move.
Phil Collins is a fan of the Beatles. Studio.
Yeah. All right, well, listen.
Yeah.
As Billy said something, she says they didn't write together. The credit was given to Lennon and McCartney, but
they
many of the songs were only written by one or the other.
They agreed early on to share songwriting credit on everything they wrote, whether they wrote it solo or together, though.
Yeah.
So his name is on.
There's
90%
only 90 seconds left in the show.
Okay.
Well, then we need to find out what's sticking then.
Yeah.
Well, what stuck with you tonight then, PWs?
That I knew nothing about white mice, and I used to raise them.
Hmm. Oh, what did you start with you tonight, Smiles? Who won the game tonight?
Thank you. Next time I need to actually check for free cake before the show starts. What I stick it with me.
Yes.
And my fingers are changed color because of the icing.
That. Really. And Dr. Captain Clark?
Karmel.
And Voice of Reason?
First time it's ever occurred to me that you play music and sing a song.
That's right. And Map Admin, this is not the most confusing show. There have been others.
Yeah,
we want to give a big shout to Map Admin and Billy, and thank you guys for playing. Thank you for Radio St. Pete and everybody out there listening. This is the Spike on the Mic show, and we are out. One.
Yeah, I don't know what I do now. You know, normally I used to play that that
all
music.
Those other people.
Yes.
But, you know, I don't seem to have it.
But
you
it's know. A one button. You
should, all right, let me try this.
But I guess you do have
no, it's just said do.
What's it called?
So I have more time?
You've got 10 seconds. Is there anything you want to say?
Thank you.
Thank you.
One.